Do hard things now for an easy future. Introduction. We live in a time when success is often painted as a matter of vision boards, affirmations, and effortless manifestation. People are told to imagine wealth, repeat powerful mantras, and trust that the universe will deliver. While there is truth in the power of thought and belief, this approach often skips the unglamorous reality that transformation requires sweat, sacrifice, and resilience. Attraction may open the door, but it is discipline and consistent hard work that carry you through. This book is not here to dismiss the law of attraction, but to take you beyond it, to reveal a deeper law that governs success and personal freedom, the law of doing hard things now for an easy future. When you study the stories of the most accomplished people in history, a pattern emerges. They did not escape difficulty, they embraced it. They did not hope for ease, they trained for struggle. Scientists, athletes, entrepreneurs, and leaders have all tapped into the same principle. Short-term discomfort leads to long-term reward. Neuroscience tells us that the brain adapts to challenge by growing stronger, just as muscles do under resistance. Psychology confirms that delayed gratification predicts life success more reliably than IQ or natural talent. Philosophy has repeated this wisdom for centuries, from the Stoics of ancient Rome to modern thinkers who remind us that freedom tomorrow is purchased with effort today. The evidence is undeniable. The path to an easy life runs straight through the territory of hard things. The paradox is that avoiding difficulty never truly makes life easier. Choosing comfort in the present, whether by procrastinating, indulging, or escaping responsibility, always compounds into greater hardship later. The bill comes due in the form of stress, lost opportunities, financial strain, or regret. On the other hand, those who willingly step into challenge experience the reverse effect. They pay the price up front through discipline, focus, and perseverance, but they reap years of freedom, security, and fulfillment. What feels hard today becomes the reason life feels easy tomorrow. This book is designed to be both scientific and practical, both motivational and actionable. It will not merely inspire you to dream bigger, but will demand that you act with courage and persistence. You will see how biology, psychology, and physics align with ancient wisdom to prove that life bends toward those who do the hard things first. You will discover how small, consistent choices, compounded over time, create a reality that looks effortless to outsiders but is built on unseen discipline. Most importantly, you will be challenged to look at your own life honestly, to ask yourself whether the choices you make each day are buying you freedom or chaining you to struggle. I call this principle the law beyond attraction because it extends the conversation beyond thought into action. Attraction without action is illusion. Dreaming without discipline is fantasy. But when vision and effort combine, the universe responds in extraordinary ways. The law is simple: do hard things now and watch your future unfold with ease. Ignore it, and no amount of wishing will save you from the weight of delayed consequences. As you read the chapters ahead, you will be equipped with tools to reframe how you see difficulty, systems to make hard things manageable, and strategies to align your present efforts with your future freedom. This is not just a book about success, it is a manual for transformation. It asks you to rise above comfort, to step into the discipline that most avoid, and to claim the life that few ever reach. The future belongs to those who pay the price in advance. Your easy tomorrow begins with your hard today. Chapter 1: The Illusion of Easy Now. Human nature is wired to seek comfort. Our ancestors who conserved energy when food was scarce survived longer, and those instincts still live within us today. In a world of abundance and constant stimulation, that same instinct often works against us. The temptation to reach for the easy option is everywhere, ordering fast food instead of cooking, scrolling endlessly instead of working, binge-watching instead of learning, postponing uncomfortable conversations instead of addressing them. These choices feel harmless in the moment, but they create a silent accumulation of consequences. The illusion of easy now is the belief that present comfort comes without cost. In reality, every easy decision today mortgages your future with interest. Consider the psychology of procrastination. Research shows that people delay tasks not because they lack time, but because they seek immediate relief from the discomfort of effort. The brain releases dopamine when we avoid something difficult, creating a false sense of satisfaction. Yet this temporary comfort plants seeds of stress, because the task remains unfinished and the weight of responsibility grows heavier. By the time the deadline approaches, the work becomes far harder than it would have been had it been faced earlier. What felt like an easy choice in the moment transforms into panic, anxiety, and diminished results later. The lesson is clear. Avoiding effort compounds difficulty, while embracing it dissolves it. The same principle applies to health. Eating processed food instead of nourishing the body feels easier at first. Skipping exercise to rest on the couch feels like a relief. Ignoring sleep schedules for late-night entertainment feels like freedom. Yet years of these easy choices manifest as chronic illness, low energy, and shortened lifespan. Studies in longevity consistently show that disciplined habits, nutritious diets, regular exercise, quality sleep, require short-term sacrifice but produce long-term ease in the form of vitality and extended health span. The cost of an easy now is often paid with an extremely hard later, one that no longer offers the luxury of choice. Financial decisions reveal the same pattern. Spending impulsively brings immediate pleasure, but debt follows. Saving and investing requires restraint today, yet creates a cushion of freedom tomorrow. Millions of people live paycheck to paycheck, not because they cannot earn more, but because they continue to choose the temporary comfort of unnecessary purchases over the disciplined discomfort of planning. Economists call this present bias, the tendency to overvalue immediate rewards while undervaluing future ones. The result is a society where many chase the illusion of easy now and become trapped in financial chains that rob them of opportunities later. The illusion of easy now even infiltrates relationships. Avoiding a difficult conversation with a partner or colleague feels safer than confronting the truth. Silence offers short-term peace, but unresolved issues grow like cracks in a foundation. Over time, those cracks widen until the structure collapses. Honest, sometimes uncomfortable conversations require courage and vulnerability, yet they build stronger, more resilient bonds. The easy choice of avoidance breeds resentment and eventual disconnection, proving again that what feels easy in the present makes life harder in the future. When we step back and observe, the pattern is unmistakable. Every domain of life, health, work, money, relationships, obeys the same law. The path of least resistance is rarely the path of lasting fulfillment. The illusion of easy now is seductive because it offers instant gratification. It whispers that you can have pleasure without payment, results without effort, progress without pain. But nature does not work this way. Growth requires resistance. Muscles only strengthen under load. Minds only expand through challenge. Characters only deepen through trial. The universe is structured around balance, and when you borrow ease today, the bill arrives tomorrow with compounded interest. There is also a deeper psychological cost to choosing easy now. Each decision to avoid difficulty erodes self-respect. On the surface, the consequences may not be visible, but internally the subconscious records every choice. When you continually surrender to comfort, you reinforce the belief that you cannot handle struggle. This quiet message eats away at confidence and creates an identity of weakness. Conversely, every time you face discomfort, you prove to yourself that you are capable and your identity shifts toward strength. This is why doing hard things is not only about external results, but also about internal transformation. The illusion of easy now may soothe the body, but it slowly suffocates the spirit. The irony is that the pursuit of an easy life through easy choices leads to the hardest life imaginable, struggling with preventable illness, drowning in debt, enduring broken relationships, or living with unfulfilled potential is not ease, it is prolonged suffering. True ease comes only after discipline, only after effort, only after embracing temporary struggle. The choice is not between hard and easy, but between hard now or harder later. When framed this way, the illusion becomes obvious. By refusing to do the difficult work today, you are not avoiding pain, you are simply postponing it, multiplying it, and guaranteeing that it arrives with greater force. Breaking free from the illusion of easy now requires honesty. It requires the courage to examine where you have been choosing comfort at the expense of your future. Perhaps it is the habit of putting off projects until the last minute, or neglecting health in exchange for indulgence, or avoiding responsibility by distracting yourself with entertainment. Whatever the form, the recognition must be sharp and unflinching. Growth begins with awareness, and awareness shatters illusion. Once you see that easy now is a trap, you can begin to make conscious choices aligned with an easier future. This book will repeatedly return to this central truth. Life is a series of exchanges. You are always trading something for something else. When you choose ease today, you are trading it for difficulty tomorrow. When you choose difficulty today, you are purchasing ease tomorrow. Every decision carries weight, and every act of avoidance accumulates interest. Success and transformation come not from escaping this law, but from aligning with it. The illusion of easy now is seductive, precisely because it promises escape, but there is no escape. There is only the choice of when you will pay and how much. To live wisely is to reverse the instinct for immediate comfort. It is to recognize that the short-term inconvenience of discipline, courage, and responsibility is far lighter than the long-term suffering of regret. It is to willingly carry the weight of effort today, so that tomorrow is free from burdens too heavy to bear. This shift in perspective is the foundation of the law beyond attraction. While attraction may help you imagine the life you want, only by confronting and rejecting the illusion of easy now can you build the foundation that supports it. The future belongs to those who refuse the easy lie in favor of the harder truth. By doing what is hard now, you unlock what is easy later, and in that paradox lies the key to lasting success and freedom. Chapter 2. The Law Beyond Attraction. For many years, the law of attraction has been celebrated as the secret to success and abundance. Books and seminars promise that, by visualizing wealth, health, or happiness, the universe will deliver them into your hands. Millions have been captivated by the idea that thought alone shapes reality, and there is truth in this, for belief and imagination do hold power. Yet what is often left unsaid is that attraction, without action, is incomplete. A vision, unaccompanied by effort, is little more than fantasy. The real law that governs transformation is not attraction in isolation, but attraction combined with discipline and labor. This is the law beyond attraction, the principle that dreams require motion, that thoughts demand deeds, and that the universe rewards those who align vision with action. At its core, the law of attraction draws from psychology and physics. The brain filters information based on what it expects and desires, a phenomenon known as selective attention. When you decide to buy a certain type of car, suddenly you see it everywhere. When you set your mind on a particular goal, your subconscious begins to notice opportunities that align with that focus. Energy follows attention, and attention directs action. From a scientific perspective, this explains why people who believe in their goals and visualize them regularly often make progress. They are training their brains to recognize relevant paths forward. The problem arises when people assume that awareness is enough, that by merely holding a thought in mind, external reality will shift to match it. Awareness is the spark, but it is not the fire. Neuroscience reinforces this truth. Neural pathways are strengthened through repetition and experience. Thinking about success creates a mental rehearsal, but without consistent physical action, those pathways weaken and fade. The brain requires challenge and engagement to grow, just as muscles require resistance. Attraction without action leaves the body unchanged, the environment unaltered, and the dream suspended in imagination. On the other hand, when thought is fused with disciplined effort, the brain not only sustains motivation but also rewires itself to support new habits and skills. This is where transformation occurs, at the meeting point of intention and exertion. History is filled with individuals who understood this law, whether consciously or instinctively. Thomas Edison did not merely imagine the light bulb, he endured thousands of failed experiments before success emerged. Muhammad Ali did not simply attract victory, he rose before dawn to train when others were sleeping. Entrepreneurs who build empires visualize success, yes, but they also labored relentlessly, sacrificing comfort for creation. These figures remind us that attraction is the seed, but toil is the soil. Without the soil, the seed cannot take root. Dreams demand both imagination and sweat, both belief and action. The danger of misinterpreting attraction lies in passivity, believing that you can manifest wealth by thinking positively while continuing poor financial habits is delusion. Expecting health to arrive while ignoring diet and exercise is self-deception. Hoping for fulfilling relationships without learning communication and empathy is wishful thinking. Attraction provides focus, but only action provides results. Life responds to motion, not merely intention. To believe otherwise is to live in the illusion of easy now, expecting tomorrow's rewards without paying today's price. The law beyond attraction insists on alignment. When your vision is clear and your actions match that vision, momentum builds. The universe does seem to conspire in your favor, not because it bends to wishful thinking, but because consistent effort compounds opportunities. People notice discipline, doors open for those who prove they can walk the talk. Luck itself often follows persistence, for the more you engage with life, the more chances arise. What appears to outsiders as magical attraction is, in truth, the predictable outcome of effort meeting opportunity. There is also a moral dimension to this law. When you work for what you desire, the achievement carries weight and meaning. Wealth gained without effort often vanishes as quickly as it arrives. Success inherited or stumbled upon feels hollow. But the rewards earned through struggle and perseverance bring not only external gain, but also internal growth. You become the kind of person who can sustain abundance because you have built the strength to carry it. The law beyond attraction is not simply about getting what you want. It is about becoming who you must be to handle it. This principle is reflected in every discipline of human knowledge. Physics teaches that energy in motion tends to stay in motion while objects at rest remain at rest unless acted upon. Psychology teaches that behavior shapes identity and repeated action forges character. Philosophy teaches that virtue lies in choosing the harder right over the easier wrong. Spiritual traditions echo the same wisdom. Faith without works is dead. The message is universal and timeless. Attraction is the beginning, but it is never the end. The law beyond attraction integrates vision with action, thought with discipline, desire with courage. For the individual who embraces this law, life transforms in profound ways. Instead of waiting for success to arrive, they pursue it actively, guided by vision and fueled by effort. Instead of being paralyzed by setbacks, they see them as part of the process, knowing that struggle refines them for future ease. Instead of being enslaved by the illusion of easy now, they willingly embrace hard things as investments in freedom. They understand that attraction is the compass, but action is the journey, and the destination cannot be reached by wishing alone. This book is written for those who are ready to move beyond passive dreaming into active becoming. It will not ask you to abandon attraction, but to elevate it. Keep your vision boards, keep your affirmations, keep your dreams alive, but know that they are only the first step. The law beyond attraction demands that you rise each day to meet your vision with sweat, discipline, and courage. It asks you to align your habits with your hopes, your labor with your longing. Only then does the universe respond fully, because only then have you proven that you are ready. The law beyond attraction is not about rejecting ease forever. It is about choosing the timing of ease. Do the hard things now, and the future unfolds with surprising simplicity. Refuse the hard things now, and the future becomes a labyrinth of difficulty. Attraction may point you toward the life you want, but only action builds the bridge that carries you there. That is the law beyond attraction, and it is as unbreakable as gravity. Chapter 3: The Science of Struggle. Struggle is often portrayed as something to be avoided, as if difficulty is a sign that something has gone wrong. Yet when we study life through the lens of biology, psychology, and human history, a different picture emerges. Struggle is not the enemy of growth, it is the engine of it. Just as resistance strengthens muscles, stress shapes resilience, and pressure creates diamonds. Human beings are designed to grow through challenge. This is not simply motivational rhetoric, it is supported by science at every level. Understanding the science of struggle reveals why doing hard things now is not punishment, but preparation, and why the future becomes easier when the present includes discomfort. Biology provides the clearest metaphor. Muscles do not grow when they are idle, they grow when they are torn. Lifting weights causes microscopic damage to muscle fibers, and the body responds by repairing them stronger than before. Bones also respond to stress. They become denser when they are forced to bear weight. The body's immune system strengthens when exposed to small doses of bacteria or viruses, developing antibodies that protect against larger threats. This principle, known as hormesis, describes how controlled doses of stress make living organisms stronger. Too much stress can destroy, but too little leaves one fragile. Struggle is not a flaw in the design of life. It is the design itself. Neuroscience mirrors this principle. The brain is plastic, meaning it changes in response to experience. Learning new skills, solving complex problems, and enduring challenges stimulate the growth of neural connections. Stress, when managed, releases chemicals like norepinephrine that sharpen focus and improve memory. Psychologists call this e-stress, or positive stress, which motivates performance and enhances learning. Without struggle, the brain stagnates, falling into patterns of laziness and inefficiency. Studies show that children shielded from difficulty develop less resilience and more anxiety as adults. In contrast, those who learn to confront and manage obstacles early are more adaptable and confident later in life. The brain, like the body, is wired to evolve through challenge. Psychology offers further confirmation through the concept of post-traumatic growth. While trauma can be destructive, research shows that many people emerge from adversity with greater strength, deeper appreciation for life, and stronger relationships. Struggle forces individuals to confront their limitations, reassess their values, and develop coping mechanisms that expand their capacity for future stress. This does not mean one should seek suffering recklessly, but it does demonstrate that hardship carries within it the seeds of transformation. What seems unbearable in the moment often becomes the very catalyst for lasting growth. Even at the level of evolution, struggle has been the driving force of progress. Species adapt because they are challenged by changing environments, predators, and scarcity. Human beings developed intelligence, creativity, and cooperation precisely because survival was hard. If life had always been effortless, there would have been no need for invention, strategy, or resilience. Civilization itself is the story of people confronting obstacles and devising solutions, from controlling fire to building cities to curing diseases. Every advancement is born of struggle. To wish for a life without it is to wish for stagnation, vulnerability, and decline. The science of struggle also explains why people who achieve success without effort often lose it quickly. Lottery winners who suddenly receive wealth without the discipline of earning it often squander their fortune within years. Children of privilege who never face challenge frequently struggle with meaning, responsibility, and resilience. Without the process of struggle, the character required to sustain success is never formed. Struggle not only creates the capacity to achieve, it creates the wisdom to preserve. Ease without struggle may feel desirable, but it is unstable. Like a structure built without a foundation, it collapses under the slightest pressure. There is another dimension to the science of struggle that is deeply personal. When you voluntarily choose hard things, you change your relationship with pain. Instead of interpreting discomfort as danger, you interpret it as growth. This shift is profound. A runner who trains daily learns to welcome burning muscles as a sign of progress. A student who studies rigorously learns to see mental exhaustion as evidence of expanding knowledge. A leader who makes difficult decisions learns to see stress as the price of influence. By reinterpreting struggle not as a signal to stop, but as a signal to adapt, you build resilience that carries into every area of life. Modern society often works against this principle by trying to eliminate discomfort entirely. We live in a world of instant gratification, climate-controlled environments, and digital entertainment that reduces boredom to seconds. While these comforts are not inherently bad, they can create weakness when they dominate our lives. The less we expose ourselves to challenge, the less tolerance we develop for it. This is why minor inconveniences feel unbearable to many people today. The absence of voluntary struggle creates fragility, while the presence of chosen struggle creates strength. It is not suffering that weakens us, but the refusal to face it. The science of struggle therefore supports a simple but powerful truth. Doing hard things today is a form of training. Every moment of discomfort faced willingly is like a deposit into a savings account of resilience. Each time you resist the temptation of ease, you build mental and physical strength that prepares you for future challenges. Like compound interest, these small investments grow over time, creating a life that appears easier not because challenges disappear, but because you are stronger. Ease is not the absence of difficulty, it is the presence of capacity. Struggle builds that capacity. This understanding reframes the role of hardship in life. Instead of asking why difficulty arises, the better question is what it is preparing you for. Instead of resenting the resistance, you can view it as a gift, an opportunity to grow beyond your current limitations. When faced with obstacles, people often pray for them to be removed. The law beyond attraction suggests a different prayer. Not for lighter burdens, but for stronger shoulders. Strength, resilience, and freedom are the rewards of those who endure struggle with purpose. To live by this law is to stop fearing difficulty and start respecting it. Struggle is not evidence of failure, but proof that you are on the path of growth. It is not a punishment, but a teacher. Every great achievement requires passage through challenge, and every meaningful transformation is forged in fire. The science is clear, the history is undeniable, and the personal experience is universal. Struggle shapes strength, and strength shapes destiny. When you embrace this truth, you no longer chase the illusion of an effortless life. You understand that the goal is not to eliminate struggle, but to choose it wisely. To face it willingly, and to let it sculpt you into someone who can live with freedom and ease. This is the essence of doing hard things now. Struggle today becomes strength tomorrow, and strength tomorrow makes life easier than you once believed possible. That is the science of struggle, and it is the reason why your future depends on your willingness to face discomfort in the present. Chapter 4. The Compounding Effect of Hard Things. One of the most powerful forces in the universe is compounding. Albert Einstein is often credited with calling compound interest the eighth wonder of the world, but compounding extends far beyond money. It governs every aspect of human life, from health and knowledge to relationships and character. Small, consistent actions performed daily accumulate over time into results that appear extraordinary. The challenge is that compounding works both ways. Small, easy choices that indulge comfort and avoid responsibility also accumulate, producing lives of regret, weakness, and hardship. Understanding the compounding effect of hard things reveals why the discipline of today has a multiplier effect on tomorrow, and why the price you pay now grows into dividends of freedom, while the comfort you choose now grows into debts of suffering. Consider the compounding effect in the realm of health. Choosing to exercise for 30 minutes a day does not produce immediate transformation. At first, the results may be invisible and the effort feels inconvenient. But over months and years, that daily practice compounds into strength, endurance, and vitality. A person who commits to consistent exercise not only becomes healthier, but also prevents diseases that would have demanded far greater effort to treat later. The compounding effect means that what begins as a small daily challenge becomes a lifetime of resilience. Conversely, the daily choice to skip exercise, to indulge in poor eating habits, or to neglect rest compounds silently. At first, the consequences are invisible, but over time they manifest as chronic illness, fatigue, and decline. The cost of easy choices grows heavier with each passing year, proving that compounding never stops. It simply rewards or punishes based on your consistency. The same principle governs financial life. Saving a small portion of income each month does not feel significant, yet the interest accumulates, investments grow, and over decades wealth multiplies. This growth is exponential rather than linear, meaning that what begins as modest gains eventually explodes into abundance. On the other hand, spending recklessly or accumulating debt compounds in the opposite direction. Small expenses add up, interest accumulates, and over time the weight of financial mismanagement becomes suffocating. The ease of spending now creates a future of scarcity, while the discipline of saving now creates a future of freedom. The compounding effect makes no distinction between the two. It multiplies whatever you feed it. Knowledge also follows this law. Reading a book each month may seem small, but over a decade, that is more than 100 books, each contributing new ideas, perspectives, and skills. The compounding of knowledge makes a person wiser, more adaptable, and more valuable. The same principle applies to skills, where consistent practice transforms mediocrity into mastery. A musician who practices daily may not notice dramatic progress from one day to the next, but after years of compounding practice, the ability appears almost supernatural. On the other side, neglecting learning compounds ignorance. A single day without study may not matter, but years of intellectual neglect create minds that are shallow, rigid, and unprepared for change. Relationships are deeply influenced by compounding. Daily acts of kindness, attention, and honesty build bonds that grow stronger with time. Trust compounds, and so does love. Small efforts to listen, to encourage, to sacrifice may feel insignificant in isolation, but they accumulate into relationships that can withstand storms. Neglect compounds as well. Failing to communicate, ignoring small hurts, taking people for granted, all of these accumulate into resentment and distance. What begins as minor avoidance eventually becomes irreparable fracture. The compounding effect ensures that whatever you sow in relationships grows, whether it is care or neglect. Character is perhaps the most profound expression of compounding. Each choice to do what is difficult strengthens discipline, courage, and integrity. Over years, these small choices accumulate into a character that is unshakable, respected, and capable of leading others. Conversely, each choice to avoid discomfort weakens resolve, erodes integrity, and builds a character defined by avoidance. No one becomes strong overnight. Just as no one becomes weak over. It is the accumulation of choices day after day that shapes who you become. The compounding effect of hard things is not simply about results, but about identity. You do not merely achieve more, you become more. The psychology behind compounding is tied to habit formation. Habits, once established, run on autopilot, freeing the brain from the burden of constant decision-making. At first, doing hard things requires conscious effort. Waking early to work, resisting temptation, choosing discipline over distraction, all of these feel difficult. But as habits form, the effort lessens. What once felt hard becomes natural. The compounding effect of habits is that they not only produce results directly, but also reduce the friction of continuing them. Over time, the hardest part is not the effort, but the decision. And once the decision is made consistently, the momentum carries itself. The danger is that bad habits compound in exactly the same way. Avoidance, procrastination, indulgence, and distraction, once repeated, become automatic. They require less and less thought, and soon they dominate life. At that point, undoing them requires extraordinary effort because the compounding has already run its course. This is why early decisions are so critical. Every day you choose discipline over ease, you are not simply making a choice for today, you are making a choice that will multiply over years. Each small sacrifice plants seeds that grow into forests of strength, just as each indulgence plants weeds that choke potential. History is full of examples that demonstrate the compounding effect. Great thinkers like Leonardo da Vinci, scientists like Marie Curie, and leaders like Nelson Mandela did not achieve greatness in one leap. Their success was the result of small, consistent actions that compounded over years of practice, study, sacrifice, and persistence. The myth of overnight success collapses under scrutiny. What appears sudden is the visible tipping point of compounding effort, unseen by the world until it breaks through. Success is not an explosion, it is an accumulation that finally becomes undeniable. The compounding effect also explains why time is the most valuable resource. Money lost can be regained, opportunities missed can sometimes return, but time, once spent, is irretrievable. Every moment invested in discipline compounds into future strength, and every moment wasted compounds into future weakness. To squander time is to squander compounding itself. The young often underestimate this truth, believing they can catch up later, but compounding favors the early. The sooner you begin doing hard things, the greater the exponential return. Waiting only reduces the multiplier, making later effort harder and less effective. The profound reality is that compounding guarantees results, whether for good or ill. It does not require extraordinary effort each day, only consistent effort. This is both a warning and an encouragement. It warns that neglect will not remain small forever, and it encourages that discipline, however modest, will not remain small either. The compounding effect transforms ordinary lives into extraordinary ones, not through sudden acts of brilliance, but through quiet, persistent sacrifice. The choice is not whether compounding will work, but whether it will work for you or against you. To embrace the compounding effect of hard things is to embrace the truth that small daily struggles matter. They may feel insignificant in isolation, but they are never wasted. Every repetition, every disciplined act, every sacrifice contributes to a future where the hard things have already been paid for and ease becomes the natural state. To ignore this truth is to live blind to the law of accumulation, hoping that isolated moments of effort will carry you. But success is not built on isolated moments. It is built on compounded ones. The easy path today compounds into the hard path tomorrow, and the hard path today compounds into the easy path tomorrow. The compounding effect does not ask for perfection, it asks for consistency. Missing a day of discipline is not fatal, just as one day of indulgence is not decisive. What matters is the direction of your choices over time. Are you feeding growth or feeding decline? Are you investing in your future or mortgaging it? Every choice contributes to one of these accounts, and compounding ensures that the account you feed becomes dominant. The wisdom of life lies in choosing to feed the account that buys freedom, not bondage. When you grasp this truth fully, you see that every small act of discipline carries a weight far beyond the moment. You stop asking whether it matters to rise early, to save money, to read, to train, to sacrifice comfort. You know it matters because it compounds. You stop excusing indulgence by telling yourself it is just one time, because you know it compounds too. Life is a compounding machine and you are feeding it with every choice. When you choose to do hard things now, you harness the multiplier effect of time, effort, and discipline. The result is a future that feels effortless, not because life has become easy, but because you have built strength through years of compounding. That is the promise and the inevitability of this law. Chapter 5. Training Your Pain Threshold. One of the greatest differences between those who create meaningful success and those who remain trapped in cycles of mediocrity lies in their relationship with pain. For many people, pain is a signal to stop. Discomfort is interpreted as a warning that something is wrong, and the instinct is to retreat back into comfort. Yet those who achieve extraordinary results see pain differently. They understand that pain is not always danger, but often growth. They learn to reinterpret the signals of discomfort as markers of progress rather than threats to survival. This ability does not happen by accident. It is trained. Just as the body can build endurance through repeated exposure to physical stress, the mind and spirit can expand their thresholds for difficulty through deliberate practice. Training your pain threshold is essential to doing hard things now, because it prepares you to endure what others cannot and to keep going where others quit. Pain, in this sense, is not only physical but also mental and emotional. The burn in your muscles during exercise, the boredom of studying for hours, the anxiety of facing rejection, the fear of risk, all are forms of pain. Avoiding them may seem natural, but avoiding them also prevents growth. The human nervous system is designed to adapt. Exposure to stress in controlled doses strengthens the body and the mind, a principle known as adaptation. Just as the immune system becomes stronger after fighting off small infections, your capacity to endure increases when you willingly face and survive difficulty. Without exposure, thresholds remain low, and even small challenges feel overwhelming. With exposure, thresholds rise, and challenges that once seemed unbearable become routine. Athletes provide clear examples of this principle. A runner who begins training may find even a mile exhausting, but with consistent practice, the body adapts, and soon, 5 miles feels normal. A weightlifter who struggles with a modest load eventually handles far greater weights because the body adapts to stress. This same law applies beyond athletics. An entrepreneur who becomes accustomed to rejection no longer fears the word no, and therefore makes more opportunities possible. A student who learns to focus for hours at a time develops mental stamina that carries into every pursuit. A leader who practices difficult conversations becomes comfortable with conflict and more effective at guiding others. Every domain of life rewards those who increase their pain threshold. What makes this training powerful is that it creates resilience, not only for the challenges you choose, but also for those you do not. Life will inevitably bring hardship that you cannot predict or control. Those who have trained themselves to endure discomfort are far better prepared to face crises. They have rehearsed struggle in smaller doses, and therefore larger struggles do not shatter them. In contrast, those who avoid discomfort at every turn remain fragile. When life finally presents them with unavoidable pain, they lack the resilience to endure. Training your pain threshold is therefore not only preparation for success, but also protection against inevitable adversity. The process of training begins with reframing. Instead of labeling pain as purely negative, you learn to see it as feedback. Pain during physical exercise tells you that muscles are being challenged and strengthened. Pain during learning tells you that your brain is being stretched to absorb new concepts. Pain during personal growth tells you that you are leaving behind old patterns and building new ones. Feedback does not mean stop, it means adapt. When you view pain as data instead of doom, you free yourself to endure it with purpose. Another element of training is gradual exposure. No one runs a marathon on the first attempt. Endurance is built step by step. The same applies to mental and emotional endurance. If you fear public speaking, you begin by speaking to a small group, then a larger one, gradually increasing the intensity until what once felt impossible feels manageable. If you fear rejection, you practice by seeking small opportunities where the cost of failure is low, gradually building tolerance until rejection loses its sting. In every case, controlled exposure increases tolerance, and tolerance increases capacity. This training also involves developing rituals and habits that support endurance. Breathing techniques, mindfulness, and mental reframing can all lower the perceived intensity of discomfort. Soldiers, athletes, and high performers across fields use these tools to remain calm under stress. allowing them to push through what would overwhelm others. Building habits of self-discipline, such as waking early, fasting, or committing to daily exercise, also trains the mind to accept discomfort as normal. These practices are not about punishment, but about conditioning. Teaching the body and mind that discomfort is not fatal, that it can be endured and even embraced. Importantly, training your pain threshold also builds confidence. Each time you endure discomfort and survive, you prove to yourself that you are stronger than you thought. This creates a feedback loop of empowerment. Confidence is not built by avoiding pain, but by enduring it. People who avoid difficulty often doubt their own strength because they have never tested it. Those who train themselves to confront pain, on the other hand, accumulate evidence of their resilience. Over time, this confidence becomes unshakable, and challenges that terrify others appear manageable. The spiritual dimension of this training should not be overlooked. Many traditions view suffering as sacred, a means of purification or enlightenment. Monks fast, soldiers train, and initiates endure rites of passage, not because these experiences are pleasant, but because they reveal hidden reserves of strength and clarity. Pain strips away illusions, forcing honesty about who you are and what you are capable of. Those who avoid it remain shallow, while those who endure it discover depths they did not know existed. Training your pain threshold is therefore not only practical, but also transformative. It shapes not just what you can do, but who you become. The danger, of course, is excess. Pain without purpose or beyond capacity can break rather than build. The key is balance. Hormesis, the scientific principle that small doses of stress create strength, also warns that too much stress overwhelms. Training your threshold does not mean reckless exposure, but intentional challenge. You choose difficulties that stretch you without destroying you, gradually expanding your limits. This balance ensures growth without collapse, resilience without trauma. The outcome of training your pain threshold is a life where hard things no longer feel unbearable. What others call sacrifice, you call normal. What others avoid, you embrace. This advantage compounds over time. When faced with opportunities that demand effort, you are prepared to seize them, while others retreat. When life brings unchosen adversity, you remain steady while others falter. This resilience is not accidental. It is the reward of deliberate training. Ultimately, training your pain threshold is about freedom. The person who fears pain is controlled by it, forever limited to choices that promise comfort. The person who is trained to endure pain, however, is free to pursue any path, no matter how demanding, because discomfort no longer dictates decisions. This is the essence of doing hard things now. You are not only investing in future ease, but also liberating yourself from the tyranny of comfort. When pain no longer frightens you, possibilities open, and life itself becomes larger. To master this law is to understand that pain is not the obstacle, but the pathway. It is the resistance that creates strength, the fire that forges steel, the weight that builds endurance. By training your pain threshold, you do not eliminate struggle, you transcend it. You rise above the instinct to flee and discover that within you lies a capacity far greater than you imagined. That capacity is the foundation of a future where ease is not borrowed temporarily but earned permanent. The training begins each day you choose discomfort over ease. Each time you step willingly into what others avoid, through those choices you shape a self that is unbreakable, a future that is freer, and a life that testifies to the law beyond attraction. Chapter 6. Success and the Delayed Gratification Principle. Among all the laws of success, few are as consistent and universally proven as delayed gratification. The ability to resist immediate pleasure for the sake of greater long-term rewards is perhaps the single most reliable predictor of achievement, resilience, and fulfillment. This principle is not merely philosophical. It is backed by decades of psychological research, economic data, and the lived experiences of the most accomplished people in history. To succeed in any domain of life is to master the art of waiting. to sacrifice the easy enjoyment of the present in exchange for the abundant ease of the future. Yet this principle is constantly challenged by a world that thrives on speed, convenience, and instant rewards. Training yourself to embrace delayed gratification is not natural in today's culture, but it is necessary if you wish to live beyond the pull of comfort and build a future of real freedom. Perhaps the most famous demonstration of this principle comes from the Stanford Marshmallow Experiment, conducted in the late 1960s and early 1970s. Young children were placed in a room with a marshmallow and told that they could eat it immediately or wait for a period of time to receive two marshmallows instead. The researchers then followed these children for decades and discovered something profound. Those who were able to wait consistently demonstrated higher academic achievement, stronger relationships, better health, and greater career success. The capacity to delay gratification was more predictive of their outcomes than intelligence, talent, or social background. This experiment confirmed what wisdom traditions have always taught. Discipline in the moment multiplies into advantage in the future. The principle of delayed gratification is visible in finance, where compound interest rewards patience. A person who saves and invests consistently over time, resisting the temptation of impulsive spending, eventually builds wealth that seems disproportionate to the effort. The discipline to wait, to sacrifice unnecessary pleasures today, translates into financial security and freedom tomorrow. Those who refuse to delay gratification by indulging in constant consumption, however, often find themselves trapped in cycles of debt and scarcity. They receive the illusion of abundance in the present, but pay heavily for it in the future. In health, the principle plays out daily. Choosing nourishing foods over indulgent ones, prioritizing sleep over late-night distractions, and committing to regular exercise over the ease of inactivity all require sacrifice. The benefits of these choices are not immediately obvious, which is why so many people abandon them. Yet over years, the discipline to delay gratification produces vitality, strength, and longevity. Those who neglect this principle in pursuit of constant pleasure often face chronic illness, fatigue, and regret. The irony is that the short-term pleasures of unhealthy habits create long-term suffering, while the short-term sacrifices of discipline create long-term ease. Psychology explains why delayed gratification is so powerful. The human brain is wired with both a primitive impulse for immediate reward and a higher function for long-term planning. The limbic system demands pleasure now, while the prefrontal cortex calculates future consequences. Success depends on training the prefrontal cortex to override the limbic system. This is not about suppressing pleasure forever, but about choosing wisely when and how it is experienced. Those who strengthen this mental muscle find that the satisfaction of long-term achievement far outweighs the fleeting enjoyment of instant indulgence. Those who fail to train this capacity become prisoners of impulse, forever chasing pleasures that fade as soon as they are grasped. The struggle with delayed gratification is magnified in modern culture. Technology has conditioned people to expect instant responses, instant entertainment, and instant validation. A message is answered in seconds, a meal arrives at the door in minutes, and a post receives likes within moments of being shared. While these conveniences are not inherently harmful, they erode patience and tolerance for waiting. The more accustomed one becomes to instant gratification, the harder it becomes to endure the slow and steady work required for true success. This cultural conditioning makes the discipline of delayed gratification more valuable than ever, because those who master it gain a rare advantage in a world addicted to immediacy. The stories of great achievers repeatedly affirm this principle. Writers labor for years on a manuscript before recognition arrives. Inventors endure countless failures before a single breakthrough. Athletes train relentlessly, sacrificing comfort and leisure for the sake of moments of glory. Entrepreneurs reinvest profits instead of spending them, building businesses that eventually transform industries. In each case, the willingness to postpone gratification, to sacrifice now for later, distinguishes those who succeed from those who surrender to comfort. The outside world often sees only the final moment of success, mistaking it for luck or talent, but behind it lies years of patient discipline and sacrifice. Delayed gratification is not simply about endurance, it is also about vision. To sacrifice the present, you must believe in the future. This requires clarity about what you are working toward. Without a clear sense of purpose, delayed gratification feels like deprivation. With a clear vision, it feels like investment. A student who studies instead of partying does so because they envision a successful career. An athlete who trains instead of sleeping in does so because they envision victory. An entrepreneur who reinvests profits instead of spending them does so because they envision growth. The vision transforms sacrifice from meaningless suffering into meaningful discipline. Training yourself in delayed gratification involves practical strategies. One is to create systems that reduce temptation. Removing distractions, setting automatic savings, or scheduling focused work time reduces the mental burden of resisting impulses. Another is to reward yourself strategically, allowing small pleasures as milestones without sacrificing the larger goal. Most importantly, it requires reframing. Instead of seeing delay as denial, you see it as choice. You are not deprived. You are investing. Each moment of restraint is not a loss, but a contribution to the future. This shift in perspective makes discipline sustainable. The rewards of delayed gratification extend beyond material success. They build character. Each time you choose to wait, you strengthen patience, discipline, and self-control. These qualities shape not only what you achieve, but who you become. The ability to say no to lesser things in the present makes you worthy of greater things in the future. Without this capacity, even when success arrives, it cannot be sustained. Many people who gain sudden wealth or fame lose it quickly because they never learned to delay gratification. They are consumed by impulses, and what came easily disappears just as easily. Those who have trained in patience, however, can sustain and multiply their success because their character matches their circumstances. At the heart of the law beyond attraction lies this principle. Attraction may help you envision the life you want, but delayed gratification ensures you can earn it and keep it. The willingness to sacrifice now is the bridge between imagination and reality. The easy choice in the present is almost always the harder choice in the future. Success is not about luck or shortcuts, but about consistently choosing the latter path. Ultimately, delayed gratification is a declaration of faith. It is the belief that your future self deserves more than your present impulses demand. It is the trust that effort now will produce ease later, even when the rewards are not immediately visible. It is the conviction that sacrifice is not loss, but transformation. Those who embrace this principle find that their lives expand in ways that seem impossible to those trapped in the cycle of instant gratification. They achieve more, experience deeper fulfillment, and live with a freedom that can only be purchased through discipline. The social determinants of health are essentially time. The principle is as simple as it is difficult. Wait now to win later. Those who can master this find themselves living in a future that feels easy because they paid the price in advance. Those who cannot remain stuck in the illusion of easy now, forever burdened by the compounding weight of their choices. The choice is always present and the law is always at work. To embrace delayed gratification is to embrace success itself, for nothing of lasting value comes without it. Chapter 7. The Future Made Easy. The promise of this law is not that life will always feel difficult, but that temporary struggle creates eventual ease. When you do hard things now, you are not condemning yourself to endless sacrifice. You are buying freedom. The future made easy is the natural result of choices that require discipline in the present. It is not a fantasy or a stroke of luck, but the predictable outcome of aligning with the principles of growth, resilience, and compounding. This chapter is not about imagining a world where no challenges exist, for challenges are inevitable. It is about understanding how consistent sacrifice transforms those challenges into opportunities, how discipline today becomes simplicity tomorrow, and how the future can feel light when the weight has already been lifted. The concept of an easy future is often misunderstood. Some interpret it as a life without problems, but such a life does not exist. Even the most accomplished, wealthy, or disciplined people face difficulties. What makes their future easier is not the absence of problems, but their capacity to handle them. A bill that once felt overwhelming becomes trivial when your finances are in order. A health challenge that might devastate someone unprepared becomes manageable when your body has been trained through years of exercise and discipline. A setback in business that might collapse one person becomes a lesson for another who has cultivated resilience. The future is never free of obstacles, but it becomes easy for those who have already trained themselves to meet obstacles with strength. This principle is visible in financial independence. The person who sacrifices luxury in their early years to save, invest, and live below their means creates a future where they no longer worry about bills or obligations. They buy freedom with restraint. What feels like discipline at 20 becomes freedom at 40. Conversely, the person who spends recklessly in youth often faces decades of debt, limited options, and stress. The contrast is stark. Both lived with money, but one lived with restraint and purchased ease, while the other lived with indulgence and purchased struggle. The future is always shaped by such exchanges. The same truth is evident in health. An individual who commits to a lifestyle of movement, balanced nutrition, and rest may feel the daily burden of discipline. They may forego certain foods, resist certain temptations, and spend hours training when they could have rested. Yet decades later, they walk with strength, while others are confined by weakness. They enjoy energy, mobility, and vitality, while others suffer the consequences of neglect. What seemed hard in the present becomes invisible in the future because it paid dividends in strength and longevity. The one who trained for health has an easy future, not because they avoided aging, but because they prepared for it. Relationships also illustrate this law. A marriage where partners commit to honest communication, forgiveness, and intentional connection may require hard conversations, vulnerability, and effort. These are not easy in the present, yet years later that relationship carries a sense of trust, depth, and companionship that feels effortless to outsiders. In contrast, relationships built on avoidance and surface-level ease often collapse under the weight of unresolved conflict. The easy choice in the moment becomes the hard outcome in the future. The hard choice in the moment becomes the easy outcome in the future. Education and skill development follow the same pattern. The student who endures hours of study, resists distraction, and sacrifices leisure gains a future where opportunities abound. Their hard work translates into options, autonomy, and confidence. The student who chooses constant leisure, neglecting discipline, may enjoy temporary comfort, but faces a future of limitation. Skills not earned in youth must be chased later under greater pressure, and doors that once stood open remain closed. The future is not cruel. It is simply honest. It reflects the accumulation of past choices. What makes the future easier for disciplined people is not that the world treats them differently, but that they have become different. They possess the habits, resilience, and resources that make challenges lighter. Problems that overwhelm others barely register because they have been prepared for in advance. This preparedness is invisible to those who only see the results, which is why success is often mistaken for luck. People wonder why some seem to glide through life while others struggle. The truth is that those who glide have already carried the weight in earlier years. They built capacity when it was hardest so that later it could be easiest. The future made easy also involves peace of mind. A disciplined life produces a sense of security that is priceless. Knowing that you have resources saved, knowing that your health is cared for, knowing that your skills are sharp, knowing that your relationships are strong. This peace allows you to live without constant fear of collapse. Anxiety thrives in unpreparedness. but preparedness produces calm. This is why many of the world's most disciplined individuals radiate a sense of ease, even when their lives are demanding. They are not free from responsibility, but they are free from panic, because they have done the work in advance. Critics of this principle sometimes argue that discipline steals joy, that focusing too much on the future robs the present. But this is a misunderstanding of balance. Discipline is not about denying all pleasure. It is about organizing pleasure so that it does not destroy you. Those who delay gratification still experience joy. They simply experience it later, in larger, more sustainable doses. They learn the difference between shallow comfort and deep fulfillment. The shallow pleasures of indulgence are fleeting and often followed by regret. The deeper pleasures of discipline are lasting and accompanied by pride. The future made easy is not joyless, but joyful in a different way. Joy built on a foundation of security, growth, and freedom. What is most remarkable is how quickly the balance shifts. At first, the future seems distant, and the sacrifices of today feel heavy. Yet over time, the weight of discipline decreases, while the weight of neglect increases. The person who trains their body finds that exercise becomes easier, almost second nature, while the person who avoids it finds even basic movement exhausting. The person who saves money discovers that wealth builds on itself, while the person who spends discovers that debt multiplies. The direction compounds, and soon, the disciplined life feels easier than the undisciplined one. The effort that once felt extraordinary becomes ordinary, and the results that once seemed impossible become normal. The future made easy is therefore not accidental but engineered. It is designed by consistent choices, repeated daily, that build capacity and freedom. It is a future where you are not enslaved by crisis but equipped to handle it, where you are not at the mercy of circumstance but strengthened by preparation. To build this future is to embrace the law beyond attraction in its fullest form, combining vision with action, sacrifice with reward, discipline with fulfillment. The choice remains the same as in every chapter before this, hard now or harder later. An easy future is not free, it is purchased. The currency is discipline, patience, and sacrifice. Those unwilling to pay that price in advance live with interest-bearing consequences. Those willing to pay it find themselves walking into a life that feels remarkably light. The future made easy is not fantasy but inevitability for those who live by this law, and once it is understood, the path becomes clear. Endure the weight of discipline today so that tomorrow's burdens are light. And in that exchange, you will discover the freedom and ease that so many desire, but so few attain. Chapter 8. Breaking the Comfort Trap. The greatest prison in modern life is not built of walls or guarded by bars. It is woven out of comfort. It is the invisible trap that lures people into believing that safety and ease are the highest goals, only to leave them weakened, dependent, and unfulfilled. The comfort trap seduces with softness, but binds with chains. It whispers promises of happiness, but those promises always fade into emptiness. If you wish to live by the law beyond attraction, if you want an easy future built on strength rather than illusion, you must break free from the grip of this trap. You must learn to see comfort for what it is, a pleasant resting place, but a dangerous, permanent home. Comfort is not inherently wrong, it has its place. Rest is necessary after effort, reward is meaningful after work, and moments of ease allow us to recharge. The problem arises when comfort ceases to be a pause and becomes a lifestyle. When the pursuit of comfort overshadows the pursuit of growth, the spirit atrophies, muscles weaken, minds dull, and ambition dies in the quiet embrace of ease. The trap is subtle because it does not feel like destruction. It feels like relief. Yet, in the long run, it suffocates potential just as surely as hardship destroys it. Modern society has perfected the art of offering comfort at every turn. With the touch of a button, food arrives, entertainment streams, and distractions multiply. Technology, convenience, and abundance have eliminated many of the struggles that once built resilience. While these advances improve quality of life in many ways, they also remove the natural resistance that shaped stronger generations. People no longer need to walk long distances, endure silence, or labor for survival. As a result, even minor difficulties now feel unbearable. The comfort trap has created fragility, leaving people less prepared for life's inevitable storms. The psychology of the comfort trap lies in the brain's craving for dopamine. Every small indulgence, junk food, scrolling on social media, impulse shopping, releases a quick burst of pleasure. This creates a cycle of dependence. The brain begins to seek these easy rewards instead of pursuing long-term satisfaction. Over time, tolerance builds, requiring more stimulation to achieve the same effect. This is why endless comfort rarely produces happiness. Instead, it produces addiction to trivial pleasures and dissatisfaction with deeper, more meaningful pursuits. The comfort trap keeps people busy chasing small highs while distracting them from the real work of building a strong, resilient future. The trap also thrives on fear. Comfort zones feel safe, and stepping beyond them feels risky. People avoid pursuing dreams, confronting challenges, or embracing change because they fear the pain of failure. Yet the irony is that by avoiding the temporary pain of growth, they condemn themselves to the permanent pain of stagnation. Fear disguises itself as wisdom, telling people to stay where it feels safe. In truth, it is cowardice dressed as caution. Growth never happens in the zone of comfort. To remain there is to remain small. Breaking the comfort trap requires a deliberate shift in mindset. You must stop seeing comfort as the ultimate goal and begin to see it as the enemy of progress. This does not mean rejecting rest entirely, but putting it in its rightful place, as recovery, not as a lifestyle. The first step is to identify where comfort has become your cage. It might be the job you stay in because it is familiar, even though it drains your potential. It might be the unhealthy habits that soothe you in the moment but rob you of vitality. It might be the routines that keep you busy but never challenge you to grow. Wherever comfort has become habitual, stagnation has set in. Once identified, the next step is exposure. To break the trap, you must deliberately step into discomfort. This can begin with small choices, taking the stairs instead of the elevator, waking earlier than usual, initiating a conversation you have been avoiding. These choices may seem trivial, but they represent rebellion against the comfort trap. Each time you willingly choose discomfort, you remind yourself that you are capable of more than ease. Over time, these choices expand your comfort zone, proving that what once felt impossible is now manageable. Another step is to replace shallow comforts with meaningful ones. Shallow comfort is indulgence without growth, binging shows, overeating, scrolling endlessly. Meaningful comfort is rest, earned through effort, time with loved ones after work, relaxation after training, celebration after achievement. The difference lies in whether the comfort restores you or numbs you. When you shift toward meaningful comfort, you create a life where rest enriches instead of diminishes. The danger of the comfort trap is that it feels harmless. Unlike obvious vices, it masquerades as normal life. No one will criticize you for choosing ease, for indulging in convenience, or for living without challenge. In fact, society often rewards it, marketing comfort as success itself. Luxury cars, lavish vacations, and endless entertainment are portrayed as the pinnacle of achievement. Yet behind this facade lies emptiness. Comfort without growth cannot sustain fulfillment. Many who attain the comforts they sought eventually discover they are still restless because the soul craves struggle, meaning, and progress more than perpetual ease. History reminds us that great lives were never lived in comfort zones. Explorers who charted unknown lands, thinkers who reshaped knowledge, leaders who changed nations, all of them broke free from comfort. They embraced danger, uncertainty, and difficulty because they understood that ease produces nothing of value. Their legacy was forged in struggle, not in convenience. The same principle applies today. If you want to create a future of ease, you must first embrace a present of challenge. Comfort will not get you there. Breaking the comfort trap is also about redefining identity. Many people define themselves by the boundaries of what feels safe. They say, "I am not the kind of person who speaks in public," or "I cannot wake up early," or "I am not built for discipline." These statements are not truths. They are reflections of comfort zones mistaken for identity. To break free, you must stop defining yourself by what is easy and start defining yourself by what is possible. Identity is not fixed. It is forged by choices. Each time you step beyond comfort, you redefine who you are and expand what you can become. The future belongs to those who resist the lure of comfort and embrace the discipline of growth. The comfort trap may promise safety, but it guarantees mediocrity. True safety lies not in avoiding discomfort, but in building strength to face it. When you break free, you discover that life outside the comfort zone, though harder, is richer, fuller, and ultimately easier in the long run. The paradox is that those who chase comfort live with greater difficulty, while those who chase growth live with greater ease. The path forward is clear. Do not let comfort lull you into a quiet life of wasted potential. Use it as a temporary resting place, but never let it become your permanent address. Seek challenges that scare you. Choose tasks that stretch you. Face fears that hold you back. In doing so, you break the trap, and once it is broken, the world expands. What once seemed unreachable becomes possible, and what once seemed unbearable becomes routine. This is the way to freedom, to strength, and to the easy future that only comes through the hard present. Chapter 9. Courage as the Gateway Law. If discipline is the foundation of success and delayed gratification the strategy of achievement, then courage is the gateway law that allows everything else to begin. Without courage, discipline never has the chance to take root, and vision remains a dream rather than a reality. Courage is the force that moves you from thought to action, from hesitation to motion. It does not eliminate fear, but chooses to act in spite of it. Every hard thing begins with courage, and every transformation depends upon it. You cannot build resilience, embrace sacrifice, or create an easy future without first summoning the courage to step beyond comfort and face the unknown. Courage is often misunderstood as the absence of fear, but in truth it is forged in the presence of fear. To be courageous does not mean to feel nothing. It means to feel everything and still move forward. Soldiers in battle, pioneers who crossed oceans, entrepreneurs who risked everything, all felt fear. What separated them from those who stayed behind was not confidence, but courage. They acted not because it was easy, but because it was necessary. The same is true in everyday life. To confront a failing habit, to admit the truth in a relationship, to take the first step toward a dream, these all demand courage. Fear is natural, but it cannot be the decision maker if growth is to occur. Psychology reveals that fear is rooted in survival instincts. The human brain is designed to protect us from threats, whether physical or social. Rejection, failure, and loss trigger the same alarm systems as physical danger, releasing adrenaline and cortisol that prepare the body to flee or fight. This mechanism was vital when threats were predators, but in the modern world, it often prevents us from seizing opportunities. Public speaking, for example, poses no physical risk, yet it triggers fear in millions. Starting a business, changing careers, or pursuing a passion may not threaten survival, but the brain reacts as though it does. Courage is the deliberate choice to override this system, to recognize that fear is often a false alarm, and to act anyway. The gateway nature of courage is evident because every other law requires it. To delay gratification demands courage. To resist the pressure of immediate pleasure. To train your pain threshold requires courage to endure discomfort. To compound small actions over time demands courage to begin when the outcome is uncertain. To break the comfort trap requires courage to step into the unknown. Without courage, None of these laws can be activated. It is the spark that ignites them, the door that opens to discipline, resilience, and growth. History is filled with examples of courage creating futures that once seemed impossible. Martin Luther King Jr. faced threats, violence, and imprisonment, yet his courage to speak transformed a nation. Rosa Parks, in a single act of defiance, displayed courage that rippled into a movement. Nelson Mandela endured decades of imprisonment, but his courage upon release reshaped the destiny of a country. These figures remind us that courage is not about ease, but about endurance. Their lives illustrate the law that easy futures for many are often purchased by the hard courage of the few. While not every act of courage reshapes nations, every act of courage reshapes personal destiny. Courage is not only for grand gestures. It is also required in quiet, private moments. It takes courage to admit mistakes, to face shame, to forgive, to ask for help. It takes courage to wake up early when fatigue tempts you back to sleep, to choose the gym over the couch, to speak truth when lies would be simpler. These daily acts of courage may not be celebrated publicly, but they accumulate into strength. The courage to do small, hard things each day prepares you for larger acts of bravery when life demands them. Developing courage is not about eliminating fear, but training your response to it. Exposure therapy, used in psychology to help people overcome phobias, demonstrates this principle. By gradually facing the object of fear, individuals learn that the danger they imagine does not materialize, and their tolerance increases. The same applies to life. The more often you face fear and act in spite of it, the less power it has over you. Courage grows like a muscle, strengthened by use. At first, even small acts feel overwhelming, but with practice they become normal, and greater challenges become possible. Another way to cultivate courage is through clarity of vision. When your purpose is strong enough, fear becomes secondary. Parents often display extraordinary courage for their children, enduring hardship and sacrifice without hesitation because their vision of protecting and providing outweighs their fear. Likewise, a person with a powerful sense of mission will walk into uncertainty with greater boldness. Vision transforms fear into background noise, reminding you that the cost of inaction is greater than the cost of risk. Clarity gives courage context, making it less about recklessness and more about responsibility. Courage also thrives in community. People who attempt to act alone often falter, while those surrounded by support find strength. A team emboldens its members, a mentor inspires action, and shared accountability reduces hesitation. History's most courageous acts were rarely solitary. They were supported by networks of belief, encouragement, and solidarity. If you wish to develop courage, surround yourself with those who value it, who remind you of your strength, and who will stand with you as you step into fear. It is important to recognize that courage is always costly. It may cost comfort, reputation, or even relationships, yet the cost of avoiding courage is greater. To live without courage is to live half a life, imprisoned by fear, forever wondering what might have been. Regret is the weight carried by those who let fear rule their choices. The courage to face risk, even if it leads to failure, is lighter than the burden of never trying. Failure can be redeemed, but regret cannot. The easy future that discipline and sacrifice promise begins with the hard choice of courage. Without it, nothing begins. Courage is the hinge on which transformation turns, the first step into every worthwhile path. It is the law that unlocks the others, and the absence of it is the reason so many remain stuck in lives of mediocrity. They imagine, they dream, they attract, but they do not act, because fear holds the key, and courage is the only force that can take it away. When you understand this, you see that courage is not optional. It is essential. To wait for fear to disappear is to wait forever. To wait for certainty before acting is to wait until life has passed you by. The path forward is to act while afraid, to step into uncertainty, and to trust that resilience grows only after the step is taken. Courage is the law that demands action in the face of doubt, and it is the law that guarantees growth regardless of outcome. Success may or may not arrive immediately, but strength always does. To live courageously is to live fully. It is to choose the unknown over the stale, the challenge over the comfortable, the possible over the predictable. It is to embrace the truth that the future is purchased not with wishes, but with brave choices. Every act of courage builds a bridge to the easy future you desire. Every moment of hesitation delays it. When you choose courage, you choose life. When you avoid it, you choose regret. Courage is the gateway law, and through it, all others follow. Chapter 10. Building systems, not just goals. Goals have been celebrated for decades as the key to achievement. The advice is common: set ambitious goals, write them down, visualize them daily, and pursue them with determination. Goals certainly have value. They provide direction, they clarify priorities, and they create motivation. Yet goals alone are not enough. Millions of people set goals each year and fail to achieve them, not because their goals were wrong, but because their methods were weak. The truth is that goals are only destinations, not vehicles. A destination without a roadmap leaves you stranded, and ambition without structure leads to frustration. If you want to move beyond attraction and discipline into sustained success, you must learn to build systems, not just goals. Systems are the daily practices, habits, and structures that turn vision into reality. The difference between goals and systems is subtle but powerful. A goal might be to lose 20 pounds, but a system is the daily discipline of exercise and healthy eating. A goal might be to write a book, but a system is the commitment to write 500 words a day. A goal might be to build wealth, but a system is the practice of saving, investing, and managing expenses consistently. Goals describe outcomes, while systems create process. Without systems, goals remain wishful thinking. With systems, goals become inevitable. Psychology and neuroscience confirm the superiority of systems. The human brain is wired to seek immediate rewards, which is why long-term goals often fail to sustain motivation. When progress feels distant, the brain loses interest. Systems solve this by creating small, immediate wins. Each completed workout, each saved dollar, each written page releases a sense of accomplishment, reinforcing the behavior. This feedback loop sustains momentum, making progress automatic. Goals may inspire, but systems ensure consistency. Another reason systems matter is that life is unpredictable. Goals are rigid, but systems are adaptable. A person may set the goal of running a marathon, but if injury prevents the race, they may feel like a failure. However, if their system is regular training, they still benefit from improved health and endurance, even if the goal changes. Goals are tied to specific outcomes, while systems are tied to identity. When you build systems, you are not just chasing results. You are becoming the kind of person who produces results naturally. The runner trains regardless of races. The writer writes regardless of deadlines. The saver saves regardless of circumstances. Systems shift the focus from doing something once to becoming someone consistently. The compounding effect we explored earlier relies heavily on systems. Small actions performed daily compound into extraordinary outcomes. But without systems to sustain them, those actions often fade. A system is what ensures that the small action becomes routine rather than occasional. The difference between a person who dreams of change and a person who experiences change lies in whether they have systems in place. Dreams fade when willpower runs out, but systems persist because they reduce the need for constant decision-making. They transform discipline into default. Examples of effective systems can be found in every field. Athletes rely on structured training programs that dictate workouts, nutrition, and rest. Writers establish daily writing rituals that prioritize consistency over inspiration. Investors automate savings and investments, ensuring progress regardless of mood or temptation. Even in relationships, systems matter. Couples who schedule regular time together and commit to open communication build stronger bonds than those who simply hope love will sustain itself. In each case, systems provide structure that turns intention into reality. One of the greatest weaknesses of relying on goals alone is that they create a cycle of temporary motivation. When the goal is reached, motivation fades. This is why so many people relapse after achieving weight loss or financial milestones. They treated the goal as the end rather than the beginning. Systems, however, transcend goals. They continue producing results long after specific objectives have been met. A person with a system of health does not stop exercising after reaching a target weight. A person with a system of financial discipline does not stop saving after reaching a certain number. Systems create sustainability, ensuring that progress is not temporary, but permanent. Building systems requires intentional design. You must identify the behaviors that will lead to your desired outcomes and structure your life around them. This involves creating routines, eliminating unnecessary decisions, and reducing friction. For example, preparing workout clothes the night before eliminates excuses in the morning. Automating bill payments and savings removes the need for constant reminders. Scheduling deep work sessions ensures focus without constant negotiation. Each system you build reduces reliance on willpower by making the desired behavior the path of least resistance. It is also essential to measure progress within systems, but not only by outcomes. Instead of asking whether the goal has been reached, ask whether the system has been followed. Did you write today? Did you save today? Did you train today? These questions focus on the process rather than the destination, keeping attention on what can be controlled. Ironically, those who obsess over outcomes often falter, while those who focus on systems often surpass their goals. Success becomes the byproduct of consistency. The shift from goals to systems is also a shift from motivation to identity. Motivation is fleeting, but identity is enduring. When you say, "I want to run a marathon," the identity is external and temporary. When you say, "I am a runner," the identity is internal and ongoing. Systems reinforce identity by embedding behaviors into daily life. Each time you practice your system, you reinforce who you are becoming. Over time, this creates transformation at the deepest level. Goals may change, but identity remains, and identity-driven systems guarantee sustained progress. It is worth acknowledging that goals still have value. They provide initial clarity and direction. They are like compasses, pointing toward what matters. But compasses alone do not carry you across the terrain. Systems are the steps, the daily movements, the rhythm of travel. To fixate only on goals is to stare at the compass without walking. To build systems is to walk with purpose, knowing that each step compounds into the journey's completion. The real power comes when goals and systems work together, vision providing direction and systems providing movement. Ultimately, the law beyond attraction demands systems. Because attraction without structure is chaos, you can visualize success all you want, but without systems, your energy is scattered, your habits inconsistent, and your future uncertain. Systems transform dreams into discipline and discipline into destiny. They are the infrastructure of achievement, invisible to outsiders but undeniable in their results. Those who appear lucky are often those who built systems others never saw. Those who appear gifted are often those who repeated small actions so consistently that mastery emerged. Systems, not spurts of motivation, create success that endures. To build a future of ease, you must do more than set goals. You must build the systems that make those goals inevitable. This means rethinking how you structure your days, your habits, your environment, and even your identity. It means designing your life not around bursts of ambition, but around rhythms of discipline. It means shifting focus from what you want to achieve someday to what you are committed to doing today. When you do this, the future ceases to be uncertain. It becomes a predictable reflection of your systems. The easy future promised by this law is not granted to dreamers alone, but to builders. Those who construct systems that carry them forward regardless of mood, circumstance, or fleeting desire. Goals will inspire you, but systems will transform you. Build them, refine them, and live by them, and you will discover that what once felt hard becomes automatic, and what once seemed impossible becomes inevitable. That is the power of systems, and it is the bridge between vision and reality. Chapter 11. Living the Law Beyond Attraction. By now, the principles of this law have been laid bare. We have explored the illusion of easy now, the science of struggle, the compounding effect of hard things, the necessity of courage, the discipline of delayed gratification, and the power of systems. Each chapter has built on the last to reveal a truth both timeless and urgent. The life you want tomorrow depends entirely on the choices you are willing to make today. But knowledge alone is not enough. Understanding these principles without embodying them is like holding a map and never walking the path. The final step is to live the law beyond attraction, to integrate these truths into daily existence until they shape not only what you do, but who you are. Living this law begins with perspective. You must decide once and for all that ease is not your aim in the present, but your reward in the future. The culture around you will insist otherwise. Advertisements, media, and even peers will tell you to seek comfort now, to consume, to indulge, to avoid pain. Living this law means rejecting that narrative. It means redefining success not as the absence of difficulty, but as the ability to transform difficulty into growth. It means holding a vision of your future so strong that you are willing to endure temporary discomfort as the price of lasting freedom. This perspective shift is the first and most important act of living the law. The next step is embodiment. To embody this law is to move beyond theory into practice, to act in alignment with the truths you know. This is where systems, habits, and routines come alive. Waking early, training the body, feeding the mind, saving money, investing time wisely. These are not random acts, but deliberate practices that embody your commitment to the future. Living the law is not glamorous. It is often repetitive, quiet, and unnoticed. But it is in those unnoticed choices that transformation occurs. Greatness rarely comes from one grand act. It comes from thousands of small acts compounded over years. Living the law means showing up every day, especially when you do not feel like it. Living this law also demands resilience. No matter how disciplined you become, you will stumble. There will be days when you fall into comfort, when fear stops you, when procrastination wins. Living the law does not mean perfection. It means persistence. Each time you fail, you rise. Each time you drift, you return. The habit of recovery is as important as the habit of discipline. Resilience ensures that temporary lapses do not become permanent lifestyle. By choosing to return again and again to the path of hard things, you reinforce your identity as someone who endures, someone who is not defeated by failure, but refined by it. Another essential element of living this law is alignment. It is not enough to apply discipline in one area of life while neglecting others. True ease in the future requires balance. Financial wealth without health is fragile. Professional achievement without relationships is hollow. Physical discipline without mental growth is incomplete. Living this law means seeking alignment across all domains of life, building systems and habits that strengthen body, mind, spirit, and relationships. This holistic approach ensures that your future is not just easier in one aspect, but easier in its entirety. Ease that comes from balance is the deepest form of freedom. Living this law also means embracing identity. At some point, you must stop seeing yourself as someone trying to live with discipline and start seeing yourself as a disciplined person. Identity is the foundation of sustained behavior. When you see yourself as courageous, you act courageously. When you see yourself as disciplined, you act with discipline. When you see yourself as someone who does hard things, you stop negotiating with yourself about whether you will do them, you simply do them. Living the law requires this shift from doing to being, from effortful striving to natural expression. The law must become who you are, not just what you attempt. It is important, too, to understand that living this law is not about rejecting joy. Many people confuse discipline with deprivation, as though living with restraint means living without pleasure. In truth, the opposite is the case. When you live by this law, the pleasures you experience are deeper, richer, and free from regret. The joy of health is greater than the fleeting taste of indulgence. The pride of achievement is greater than the shallow thrill of procrastination. The intimacy of a strong relationship is greater than the comfort of avoiding hard conversations. Living this law does not steal joy, it purifies it, replacing shallow pleasures with lasting fulfillment. As you live this law, you will notice that others will not always understand. Many will question your choices. They will wonder why you wake early, why you save money instead of spending, why you read instead of wasting hours in distraction, why you endure struggle when you could choose ease. Their confusion comes from living inside the comfort trap. They cannot see the freedom you are building because they are blinded by the illusion of easy now. You must accept that living this law requires swimming against the current of culture. It requires independence of thought, the courage to be misunderstood, and the patience to wait for results that may take years to manifest. Yet in time, the fruits of this law become undeniable. The body that remains strong into old age, the wealth that multiplies over decades, the relationships that endure storms, the mind that continues to grow. These are the signs of a life lived in alignment with the law beyond attraction. They cannot be faked, and they cannot be stolen. They are earned. And when they are earned, they create a life that feels easy, not because it is without struggle, but because struggle has been mastered. This ease is not fragile but enduring, not shallow but profound. It is the ease of freedom, the ease of strength, the ease of a future that has already been paid for. Ultimately, living this law is about legacy. It is about becoming the kind of person who not only creates an easy future for themselves, but inspires others to do the same. Your children, colleagues, and community will watch how you live. They will see whether you choose comfort or courage, ease or effort, indulgence or discipline. Living this law means modeling a life of strength. Showing others that hard things are not to be feared but embraced, the legacy of such a life is immeasurable. It ripples outward, shaping not only your destiny, but the destiny of those who come after you. The final truth is this: living the law beyond attraction is not optional if you want a future of ease. It is not a suggestion, nor is it a path only for the extraordinary. It is the path for anyone willing to pay the price in advance. You do not need extraordinary talent, luck, or connections. You need courage, discipline, resilience, and vision. These qualities are within reach of every person willing to choose them. Living this law means stepping into that choice daily, refusing the illusion of easy now, and embracing the reality of hard things as the builders of freedom. When you live this law, life transforms. The burdens of the present become the blessings of the future. The struggles of today become the strengths of tomorrow. The hard path now becomes the easy path later. This is the promise, the challenge, and the reward. To live the law beyond attraction is to live fully, freely, and wisely. It is to choose the harder way today in order to inherit the easier way tomorrow. It is to embody the timeless truth that discipline is destiny, and that an easy future belongs to those who dare to do hard things now.